It's actually an amazing gift he gave us, because it's good news that he didn't make you an isolated or an island Christian. Now, some of us are more hermity than others and don't necessarily appreciate being around people all the time. But imagine if you came to Christ, somehow you came to believe in who he was and what he wanted for you, and then he wanted you to just yield to yourself. Okay, good luck. Go on your way, live it out, just you, okay? I don't know about you, but if you leave me by myself and hope that I'll do the right thing all the time, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Jesus did not bring us to him and then go, okay, quietly go out and just stand by yourself. He called us his body. We are part of his body. And we're going to look at that. Paul uses that. Some are eyes, some are ears, some are noses, some are hands, some are feet. And we all come together and make something complete. We don't have to be island Christians. Every one of us is valuable to this. When you look around on a Sunday morning and there's somebody missing that you love, oh, it's like having family dinner, isn't it? You ever had family dinner and it's a big family dinner and, oh, your favorite relative's going to be there? And something happens and they can't make it. How do you feel? Ah, it's kind of like, oh, I miss them. Are you mad at them? No. You know, is it the end of the world? No. Do you miss them? Well, yes. Because they're your favorite. Everybody here in this room is somebody's favorite. When you come on Sunday morning, there's somebody who's looking forward to seeing you, just like you're looking forward to seeing other people. That's the joy of being community, isn't it? Yeah. That's the joy of being community. So what I'm going to do is this. Over the next several weeks, I'm asking different people to come up and to talk with me about our community and what they've discovered. And I called Ron yesterday. I didn't want to make him worry all week, so I waited until yesterday. And I asked if he might be willing, he and Alice were just him, might be willing to come on up and talk for just a minute. Is that something you'd be willing to do?
All right.
You all know Ron and Alice Kimley, correct? You shaking hands away. Yeah, we have. So my first question I want to ask is, how did you discover Centerville Church?
Well, it's kind of a fun story. We were new to town. We were looking for a church, and we'd been visiting different ones, and we were also looking for insurance. And somebody said, well, go to Centerville Insurance. And actually, they said, go to Jill Kaiser.
Yeah.
So we did. And of course, the conversation, at the end of the conversation, she said, well, come out to Centerville. We mentioned that we'd been looking around, been to a few other places, but we hadn't really settled yet. And she said, well, come out to Centerville. I think you'd really like it. I think you guys would really find a home there. And we did. It was that easy. Here's the fun story about that. We had been to, I think, practically every church in town, maybe not quite everyone, over the course of weeks, and we're earnestly, you know, looking for a new church home because we were new to the community. And when we walked out of here that first Sunday, Alice said, I think we found it.
We didn't look anymore.
We didn't
look anymore. What did you find here that was different than the other places that you've been?
Well, what we were looking for, one thing we wanted was a place where kids would be part of it and be that there would be a concern for caring for the kids in the church. And right away we saw the kids sitting on the front row and then go back to ring the bell and Susan joined them. And we saw when the meet and greet happened that the adults were shaking hands with the kids and calling them by name. We liked that. Mm-hmm. And then a couple weeks later, when we put out the announcement that we were going to have Sunday school for kids, and you started to pass the clipboard around, Glenn was the first one to sign up. And after that, the clipboard just filled up, and by the end of the service, it seemed like everybody was signed up to teach kids. So I really liked that. And some of you, maybe more than teaching, you were painting the children's area or giving a different gift, like the way Nola keeps the lawn so pretty that we can play out on there and have Sunday school out there in the summer. And another thing we wanted was a place where we could see people as part of their community and not holding back from it. And and people that would welcome outsiders. Well, Jill had already welcomed us. And from the start, everybody just treated us like we were part of it.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed that. And we enjoyed how on Sunday mornings you pray for the police or the judges or school teachers. And we told our friend who was a retired medic that on a certain Sunday we had prayed for all the medics and the things they have to carry in their minds from all the things that they've seen and been heard. And we like that. And we like that outsiders like us could be part of it. And we also like, we also were looking for a place where we could really see people learning about Jesus. That's the most important thing. And we found that here too with John, and it was good music and how everybody pitches in and sings, and it takes communion seriously, and all the work you do, Patty, to make it, to just study enough and think of it enough that you can just put it right in there. We need it every week.
Yeah. What keeps you, now that you're here, we've got you, right? Is there anything else you want to add? Because this is...
Well, we are enjoying the contrast. We came from a large church in the city, and we had a few friends there, but you can't know 800 people, and we feel like we know everybody here.
Yeah.
And that's reaffirming, assuring, and we feel like we're growing together.
Yeah. I remember we went to their house for dinner, and they said, "Jerry, we're looking for a church where you felt comfortable to bring your friends." And I think that is,
yeah,
it's a value. That's what Jill felt. You know,
right,
I feel comfortable saying, hey,
yeah,
come on and join us. Anything you want to add?
And the bonus is that we get Potluck Sunday. And we love everything that Kramer brings.
Thank you for sharing.
Sure, thank you.
I appreciate it. So if you see my number on your phone popping up, don't ignore it.
My first question when she said, would we do this? I said, well, how many weeks out are we looking at? She said, how about tomorrow?
She said, I'm building furniture. I said, well, I have something to think about while you build furniture. I think one of the joys about our fellowship, and I know we're a little light today, but one of the joys of this group that's here together is it does become a place where I hope it continues to be a place where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. And then that means that the doors are open so that when somebody new comes in, we're going to learn their name and they're going to feel like people in troubles are all the same. They have found a home. Join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you have knit us together as a body, that we get to be community, that we get to love one another, learn about each other, wonder about each other. Lord, this is a wonderful thing that you've done. And I ask that you will guide us over the next weeks, that we will discover new things, heart-lightening things, that make us celebrate what you've done here. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for our confession of faith. That's all we need to be a part of your family. It's in your son's name we're praying today.
Amen.
Would you be standing?
Before everybody leaves, if you go up and talk to John, we've upgraded some of the software and hardware for the screen in the front, and some of that's going to be tied in along with Patty, I think. But go up there and talk to John before you leave. He'll can explain a little bit more about
About what's going on up front. Yeah, because you might like to do that as well. You just never know. All right. I pray that this week as you go out, you will find yourself rooted in the community that God's blessed you with here. And I ask that you go in the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, I could do Brady Bunch.